Here's today's federal newscast. I'm Eric White. Former OMB Associate Director Robert Shea calls for an improved federal hiring and firing process during the government reorganization. Shea says the current workforce isn't equipped to handle the ongoing reform. Shea also recommends collaboration among agencies and with Congress to ensure smooth changes. He shared his observations at the Heritage Foundation, where experts doubled down on more than 100 recommendations for reorganization. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announces plans to move the headquarters of three major agencies within his department. E&E News reports Zinke says the Bureau of Land Management, Fish and Wildlife, and the Bureau of Reclamation could all eventually move their operations to Denver, Colorado. It's part of his reorganization plan set to start in 2019. Connecting to the internet at the National Archives may be getting easier.
The National Archives and Records Administration is seeking innovative approaches to Wi-Fi. NARA issues a request for information asking vendors to explain how they would provide enterprise-wide internet access for guests and researchers as a service. The agency says the Wi-Fi service will be for some or all of its 44 locations nationwide, including presidential libraries. The vendor would design, install, and operate the Wi-Fi network under this potential contract. Responses to the RFI are due August 30th. I'm Jason Miller.
The Army's top IT official says the network the Army has is not the network it needs. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more.
Major General Bruce Crawford, the Army's newly confirmed chief information officer, says a top-level study of the Army's IT networks will involve a holistic look at the service's capabilities, including its business, intelligence, and enterprise resource planning systems. Crawford says the systems need to become more interoperable and simpler for soldiers to use, and that the Army needs to move beyond proprietary systems, insisting that its systems become more standards-based. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
More developments in the Fat Leonard case. Active duty Navy Commander Bobby Pitts pleads guilty to obstructing the investigation into Glenn Defense Marine Asia CEO Leonard Francis. Pitts admits to feeding Francis documents pertaining to the Naval Criminal Investigative Service's investigation into GDMA's billing practices. Defense contractor Huntington Ignalls Industries, or HII, in total has to pay $9.2 million to settle allegations that it violated the False Claims Act by knowingly overbilling the government for labor on Navy and Coast Guard ships. Justice officials say in 2003, HII mischarged the military branches for dive operations to support ship hull construction, which did not occur. The leader of a group looking deeply into defense procurement says he'd welcome a bit more time to wind up the work. More from Tom Temin in today's management report.
The Section 809 panel reaches the halfway mark in its two-year mission. Chartered by the National Defense Authorization Act of 2016, it's coming up with a list of recommendations for overhauling how the Defense Department buys. Commissioner Dave Drabkin reports progress, but says he'd welcome a measure under consideration on the Hill to extend the deadline until January of 2019. I'm Tom Temin.
More senior executives say they'd recommend the senior executive service to others compared to previous years. The Office of Personnel Management surveys more than 200 departing senior executives. 63% say they would endorse SES. 13% say they would not recommend the executive corps. The rest were neutral. More senior executives also say they're choosing retirement over transferring or resigning. And Cameron Quinn will be the next officer for civil rights and civil liberties at the Homeland Security Department. Quinn previously worked in the office of the Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights at the Agriculture Department and as a senior policy advisor in the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department. Find these stories at federalnewsradio.com and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.